Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today the topic of the shiur is supporting adult children, giving adult children money, meaning parents who have children who are in need. Adult children, must the parents help support the children? And this shiur should be a schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Yoina ben Chana and Miriam bas Chana. They should both be zoche. And this is based on a tshuva in the Sefer Lahoras Nasan and Chelakei and Simon and Beis by Hagoyin Rav Nasan Gishtetner. And the Shaila is as follows. He was sent by Rav Pinchas Fliegman in the year Tavshin Memhei, 1985. Al Dvar de Badiklan Mar, Badiklan im Mutter Leben Nasri Levaki Shimon Me Aviv. You asked me if it's mutter for a married child to ask his father for money, he knows that it causes his mother tsar when he asks his father for money. And memela, when his mother's bitsar, his father's also bitsar. So it's a mutter for the child to pressure his father into giving him money when he knows that it doesn't make his mother happy, to say the least. And he answers as follows. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simen Ayin Aleph, Seif Aleph, that a person is chayav to support his children until what age? Until the age of 6. That's the ikar chiyuv. And after that, there is a takanas chachamim that he must support them until they get older. And if he doesn't want to, we rebuke him. However, we don't force him to support them after the age of 6. And this applies when he's not wealthy. But if he's wealthy, if he has enough money, then we take it bal karcha, we remove the money from him against his will, and he must support the children until they get older. In the Jerisha there, in Sifkat and Aleph, he asks on the diktuk that the Shulchan Aruch writes, Achi Yigdalu, that he has to support them until they're older, but it's mashma that when they get older, he doesn't have to support them anymore. And that's the Jerisha that in Yoredeya and Simon Reish and Aleph Sif Dalid, he writes that we force the father to support his poor child, even if he is a gadol, even if the child is an adult. And you force the father more than the other wealthy people in the city. So here we have an Evan Ezer Simon Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph that it's mashma he doesn't have to support the kids when they get older. And in Yoredeya Reish and Aleph Sif Dalid, it's mashma that it says that he does have to support him. Support the children when they get older if they need to be supported. And answers the Jerisha that it's clear that if the child has no means of support when he gets older, then the father must help him out if the father is able to. And that's what it's talking about in Yoredeya, Simon Reish and Aleph. It's talking about where the child, she efshar lehem lisparnes b'shum tzad, the child is completely unable to support himself. If the child is completely unable to support himself and he really tries and it's just not going, so then the father must support the child even after the child's a gadol. What we said in Eben Ezer, Simen Ayin Aleph, Seif Aleph, that it's not necessary to support the child when he gets older. That's when the child can, because mistama, a gadol can make his own parnasa. An adult can support himself. So it's really not a stira. When must he support the child when he's older? When the child is unable to support himself. And when the mashmos that he doesn't have to support him when he gets older is because mistama, the kid after he gets older can support himself. When? Until he's a gadol, he doesn't do business. So how's he going to be able to support himself? When he becomes a gadol, he can support himself, so let him support himself. The father doesn't have to support him. But if he has no other tzad, if he can't make it on his own, then the father must help him out. So, in our instance, if we're talking about a boy who's unable to do it and make it on his own, then the father has to help him midin staka. And how much does he have to give? So that's lefi mamono, like the Rambam writes in Yoredeya Simon Reish and Sif Hei, that the ikar chiyuv tzedakah is lefi mamono, based on how much money you have. So if the son is, he tried, he's in business and this didn't go and that didn't go and he's laid off his job and he keeps trying to make a parnasa and he's not able to, so then the father has to give him midin staka. You force all the people in the town to give staka, all the ashirim, But the father is the first, is the primary supporter, because it's his son. And the Beis Yosef brings to the Tshuvas HaRashba that Hanosim Lefi HaBracha Roi Yosef LeBracha. If you give based on what you have, say Roi that you should have more bracha. And the Drisha writes that let's say the kid can go from door to door and beg, and the father doesn't have to support him, let him beg. So that we would see that the Jerisha is only talking about a case where the kid is accustomed to going door to door. But if he's not accustomed to begging, and it's a big busha for him, so then mitzat staka, the father has to help him in order that he shouldn't be chozer ala psachim, that he shouldn't have to go door to door. Like it says in the Yoredeya, Simin Reish Nun Sif Aleph, that when a person becomes poor, you have to give him day mechsara, shar yechsara, whatever he's lacking. And this person, you have to give him a horse, you have to give him a car if he's used to having a car. So this kid is not used to going from door to door and begging. So if that's a big busha for him, then the father must support him. But if he can make a living, then the father doesn't have to give him anything. So that's the yesod for the father. So this is talking to the father. So dads, if your kid can't make a living, boy, fortunately most fathers, we don't have to tell this to, they'll do it on their own. But if the kid can't make a living, then there's a halachic obligation, mitin staka, for the father to support the kid. If the kid can make a living, or he can and he is, or he can and he's not, because he's too lazy or whatever else, so he doesn't have a good excuse why he's not making a living. So there the father doesn't have to help him out. Let him make it on his own. The stomach of Gadol can make it on his own, that's the assumption. Unless, otherwise, if an instance that he can't make it on his own, then the father has to help him out, midin staka. Now, let's say the father doesn't want to, is not chayiv to give money to his son, and the son's nagging him about it. So here, there's an iser mishum lo sachmo. Because the Rambam writes that if you pressure somebody into selling something, and you send people to convince him to sell it to you, even if you paid, it's still lo sachmod. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. He says that it's dafka if he didn't say rotzani. The Rav Magid writes that the Rambam's opinion is that it's usr even if he wants to sell it. Because even if he has rotzani, even if he's willing, and he says rotzani, because the isser is the ishtadlus, that he did all this effort, he sent people in order to get the father, in order to get this person to sell the item, that's lo sachmod. The choshen mishpat and shinun test, if yud, he brings the lotion of the Rambam. And just like when you pressure somebody into selling you something, you're over on lo sachmod. You're also over on lo sachmod if you pressure somebody into giving you a gift, like the kozhik lover of Eretz Tzvi, firmer rights in the Eretz Tzvi, the Simon Gimel. And the Rambam saying a chiddush, that even if you pay for the gift, it's still lo sachmod. And kol shekein, when you don't pay, if you've paid, it's lo sachmod. If you don't pay, it's certainly lo sachmod. According to one teretz in Sanhedrin and Tosfos Chofei Amud Beis, you're over on lo sachmod dafka if you didn't give money, if you didn't pay. The Rambam holds, even if you did give money, you're over on lo sachmod. But the Rambam would agree that if you don't give money, if it's a gift, if it's pressured into giving a gift, you're also over. So we're talking about an instance then where if the father is not chayv to help out the son, and the son is pressuring, Dad, I need some more money, I want to put an addition to my house, I want to go on a vacation, I want to buy a car, whatever it is, and he's pressuring his father, that's lo sachmod. So parenthetically, the Aruch HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Shin and Tes Sif Yud Gimel, writes that according to the Rambam, who says that you're over in lo sachmod, even if you paid, you have to be careful not to buy something from someone who's not a storekeeper. Unless the guy says, please buy it from me. Because the average guy, you know, you see something you like his jacket, he might not want to sell it to you. And if you buy it from him, you're over on lo sachmod. However, l'chora, this Aruch HaShulchan Shver, doesn't work with the Rambam, because the Rambam says that you're only over on lo sachmod if hichbir alav reyim, v'hivtzir bo at shelokho mimenu. If you sent people to him, you begged him, you nagged him, so that's the lashon of the Rambam. But if you just said, would you like to sell it? And he says, yes, and you buy it, there's no lo sachmod. And even lo sisave, which is a different issue of the Rambam, says you just desire your friend's items, his house, his wife, his utensils. you're over in Losach mode. But Rambam there says, Kevin Shechoshav Belibo, Heich Yikne Dover Zeh. You have to think, Heich Yikne Dover Zeh. In other words, you know your friend doesn't want to sell it, and you start thinking of all these strategies, how you're going to get it. For Nifta Belibo V'Dover. In other words, Yimamish, your heart was seduced. You have to get this item. So you have this really strong desire for an item that L'chor, your friend doesn't want to sell to you. You're over in Losis Avet, which is Belev, without sending anyone to him. So Losach Mod is sending someone to him. Sending people to him to convince him to sell it to you. Losis Avet is desiring it in a very strong way and thinking of different strategies to get the guy to sell it to you. But here, if you just go up to the guy and you say, I like your leather jacket, can I buy it? It's not Losis Avet either, even if he's not a storekeeper. You didn't think of different strategy, you just asked him, can I buy it? Akopana, back to our father. If you go up to the father and you pressure him to give you money, you pressure him to give you a matana, so this is an isser of Los Achmod. If you pressured him, or you were machbir al avreim, you certainly, if you sent people to him to pressure him, and then you ended up getting the money, so that's Los Achmod and Los Esavet. And if your person causes tsar to his mother, to his father, so he's mevatel the mitzvah saseh of kibud and mara avein, because causing any tsar to aviv and imo is aser, as we see in the Gemara that Damid ben Esina didn't want to wake up his father, and it says in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Sifches that even if the father takes his son's money and throws it into the Atlantic Ocean, or even into the Pacific or the Mediterranean, he's in Israel, he's throwing it into the Mediterranean, the kid's not allowed to say anything to cause his father any anguish. So it could be the Rama says that he can stop him, but not to say anything to cause him tsar. To be very careful not to cause a person's father tsar. And certainly the Rama says that he wants to prevent his son from revach. They definitely don't mess with the father. So the Rama holds, the Shulchan Aruch holds, he wants to throw it in the ocean, let him. He should be silent. The Rama says, try to stop him. Try to stop him in the nicest, most respectful way, but try to stop him. But if it's this minyas revach, that's aser b'chol inyan. Akopana, but to cause your parents direct tsar, that's definitely aser, unless the Rama says they're going to throw your money in the sea, so you can try to stop them in the most respectful way. But in our instance, the Rama says, but if it's minyas revach, he's going to prevent you from gain, there you're not allowed to say anything. In our instance, it's just getting a gift from the father. What right does the kid have to get a gift from his father? To pressure his father into giving him money, helping him out? No right to do that. So he's mevatel mitzvah of mora and kibud av. Mora is not to be soser dvar. So kibud we saw is not to wake him up, not to cause him any tsar. Like Dama ben Esina, so certainly it'll cause him tsar if he pressures him to give him money and the mother's not happy, the father's not happy. Mora is that you're not allowed to contradict him, you're not allowed to say you're right, dad, either. Who are you to say? So certainly if he pressures him into giving him a gift, if you're learning with your father, and your father's over on an Aveira, you don't say to him, yo, dad, you're doing an Aveira, you have to say, didn't we learn, etc., etc., in a very respectful way. So even to be Monea Me Isser, you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to be Mitzara him. If a person is Mitzara's parents, he's Mitzara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a good thing I don't live amongst you guys, you would have caused me so much tsar. So he's definitely mevatel that. He's also mevatel b'haftal recha kamocha. Also onas dvarim if he says words that are hurtful to his parents. So akol panim, we see that if the father is in chayv, if the ben's mamish not an ani, the ben has no right to pressure his father into giving him the money, giving him gifts. It could very well be that Rav Gishtetner doesn't talk about this, but even if the father is chayav, it's not the son's place to get involved and cause his father tsar. So the father should do it on his own if the kid needs it, but it's not the child's place to say anything. And what about sending a shliach? Being mitzar them ayde shliach? So even if we say that ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, and it's not his aveira, even though it's l'chor vi lo sachmod is dafka through shlichos. But if he sends somebody else, besides the losachmod problem, there's also the tsar that he causes his father is going to be aser. Because even though we say Ein Shlichel Dvar Aveira, the Taz says in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Samel Ksiv Kot Nir Aleph. So Ein Shlichel Dvar Aveira, meaning the Meshalech is in Chayiv, he's not Chayiv Karis and Malkus. But it's still Aser. He still did an Iser. Because his Machshava was Miskayim Aydei Shliach. And the Ktzos writes, even though we say Ein Shlichel Dvar Aveira, the Ktzos in Choshem Mishpat Simen Lamed Bey, Siv Kot Nir Aleph, even though Ein Shlichel Dvar Aveira, we mean a Shemayim, he is chayiv, yeshliach. And not only that, if you see somebody doing an aveira, you have to be moche, Shabbos nun gimel. So certainly here, to send somebody to be mitzar, his parents, there's no right to do that. So the conclusion is, tavna ladina, concludes Rabbi Shtetner, de pashat asa latsaris avu imo v'dvarim, af hechi sha'osekem yishum l'sav de mamona. Now that causes parents any tsar, and this is a Musar Haskel, there are instances that we've heard of, the kids try to pressure their parents into giving them money, and they have no right to do that. And we should all be zoche to have parents who live long lives, and we should be mechavid them. They should always have enough money. We should always have enough money. Amen, Ken Yiratzah.